Okay, we're holding that chof on the aleph. Tone rabbono. Machzel shel shifa. You got it? Move the page. They come in if it gets coffee at 7:15. Tone rabbono. We're holding machzel shel shifa. That is your thing. Tell me that bonus. That a bonus learned. Machzel shel shifa. What's that shifa in English, you see?
The shifa, the bonus says the plants belong to the Rush family. The type of water side plant.
They belong to the Rush family. Now it helps you. What's the next word? And also what?
It's also
the water. You said something with the water.
Water side plant.
Water side plant. What does that mean, Mr. Blumenthal? Water side plant? Next to the water. Okay, fine. The shogami. So it says like this: if it's gedoyla, if the machzel is the mat is gedoyla, mesachem bo. You could use this for schach. Ketana, hey mesachem bo. If it's ketana, you can't be mesachem bo because machzelas what are made from gami and shifer, they're soft. So if it's small, then it's made of shiva and it's mekabel stuma. If it's gedoyla, it's not made for shchiva, not made for lying down, and you could therefore use it for schach.
That's what. Maybe that stam.
Yeah, stam. Well, stam will come with gedoyla mitzachimbo, and ketan is that a mitzachimbo. Now it says further, if it's made out of the mats are made out of konim reed, the shalchilas. What's that? Doesn't know where the art's going.
It says reed.
Reed. Okay.
No, I'm sorry. Sedge.
Setch.
Setch.
What's that?
A family of grass-like plants that grow in wet areas.
In what areas?
Wet areas.
Also wet areas.
These are hard and the rush is soft.
Okay, this is hard. Okay, this makes so kolam shachilus are hard. Gedula, hey, don't make a mistake, gedoyel over here. It's gedula if it's braided, so therefore it's not made for shchiva. You don't. Gedula is braided. Again, so konam v'shalchiltas, v'shalchiltas, gedula.
Comes from gedula.
No, it's braided. Braided. You braided it. Yeah, not that, not gedula. Gedula. It was braided. So then, is the shalkonam v'shalchiltas gedula. So mela, it's misachim bo. You're allowed to use it for stock. Aruga, if it's woven, ain't misachim bo. It's not misachim bo. Because if it's woven, then it's even though it's hard, it's easy. It's comfortable to sleep. The mela, it's a medish l'shiva. It's mekabelus tum. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi oimer mishim over. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi says over from his father. Achazu v'achazu. It doesn't make a difference if the machzelas is braided or woven. Mesachem bo, you're allowed to use it as schach. The chain hoy Reb Doisi oimer kidvar. And that's what Reb Doisi said in his name too. So we have a machlekes over here. This machlekes we have to keep in mind because the Gemara will come back to it soon. Shall konim shall chilta, so the Tanakama holds gedula if it's braided. Tamela, it's not comfortable l'shchiva, so it's used to schach, and therefore it's not mekabel tumah because it's not made for laying on it, so it doesn't have a shem kli. In aruga, it is a little more comfortable to lay on it if it's woven. The emesachim bo, and if Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says in the name of his father, sai if it's gedula. If it's aruga, you could use it for sachach because it's not oimid l'shiva. And Rabbi Yosi paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi.
You have
said
that
oimid l'shiva,
but you make it specific for sachach. Could you use it?
Yeah, bother. We're talking about stam again.
Right, but anything you said, even if it's made to do this way for shiva, you're allowed to make it for.
Right, you could do. Yeah, if you don't make it to shiva, then it's not a problem. Zok to Gemara, Tanan Hossa. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. Kol ha-chaitzolos, all chaitzolos, now the Gemara is going to explain what chaitzolos is. Kol ha-chaitzolos, all chaitzolos mitamim tumim made. They roi to be mekabel tumah, a very stringent tumah, and that tumah is ava tumah. It means because the mace itself is avi avoyis atumah. If these chalotzes touch a mace, they become avoyis atumah. This is Reb Doisi. These are the words of Doisi. The chachamim oyminim, and the chachamim say that these chatzolos, whatever they are. What do you keep on? What do you say? No, it says chachatzolos.
No, you're on the wrong line.
You're on the wrong line. Yes. Vatasha. Now, what we learn in the Mishnah as follows: Kol hachatzolos, all chatzolos mitamim tamei mei. They roi to be mekabel this very stringent tumor of becoming the ava tumor. How do they become an ava tumor? These chatzolos, if they touch the mei itself, but they don't become an ava tumor through a zov stepping on it. Divrei Reb Doisi. The Doisi says they only become an ava tumah these chatzolos if they touch a mei. But if a zov steps on it, they don't become an ava tumah. The chachamim oimrim, and the chachamim say that these chatzolos can become an ava tumah even through midras. Midras means that a zov tramples on it.
We don't know
it's even. So it comes out of that, according to the chachamim, they don't become tumah through an ava through a tumas midras. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Midras Ein, they only, one second, so we'll say he's right. Midras Ein, according to the Chachamim, they only become Tomei if a Zav tramples on it, Tomei, Mace, Loi, but if a Mace touches it, not, for Anant, not, Kola, Metamei, Midras, whatever is Roi, Tiri, Mekabu, Tumas, through a Midras is Metamei, Tomei, Mace, it's sure Roi, Tiri, Mekabu, from a Mace. Aim is up the Gemara af Midras, that the Chachamim hold that not only could the Chatzolus become Tomei from a Tomei mace, from the mace itself, they could become an Ava Tumah if a Zov tramples on it. So that's the machloikis between Reb Doisi and the Chachamim. Reb Doisi holds the Chatzolus could only become Tomei, Ava Tumah, only if it touches a dead body. And the Chachamim holds they could become Ava Tumah even if a Zov tramples on it. My chetzolos. So now the Gemara wants to know what's this chetzolos that we have a machloikis over here between the Chachamim and the Doisi. Omer Avdimi Bar Hamudri Marzvoyli. Check the Gemara. My Marzvoyli. What's this Marzvoyli? Omer of Abba. Rav Abba says Mezavle. Leather bags. So what is it? So why is it leather bags? But the Roya brings food to his behemoth. So since sometimes, so what does it have to do with Tomei Medris over here? So since sometimes the Roya puts it under his head as a pillow, he puts this leather bag as a pillow on his head, so the Chachamim holds it's a kli what's made l'shchiva, and it's metame after Medris, because it's made to lay on. Why is it made to lay on? Because sometimes when the Roya, the shepherd brings food for his behemoth, he uses this leather bag as a pillow. So mele, since it's a roi, it's to be a mishkav. So mele, it's metamei tomei medras. Reb Shimon ben Lokish says machzolus. What's choil sois? The machzolus mamish. The real mass. So we have machloikus. What's choilus of? One man the omer holds its leather bag. And one man the Omer holds its real mat.
What's not like this? Why would you say there is Tomei Medras?
No, we're just saying first now, why is Chatzolos? That's all. We're not saying yet why is Tomei Medras or not. We're saying that if it's a leather bag, according to Mizavli, it's very good why it's Metama after Medras. But we didn't explain, according to Reb Shimon HaLokesh, what says Machzolos Mamish, what's the Pshat here. Zok the Gemara. Va'ozne Rav Shlokish l'tamei. Rav Shlokish, what learns the Machzolos is real mass, he goes l'tamei. The Omer Rav Shlokish, hareini kaporis Rav Chiyah v'bonav. The Yisurim what come on me should be l'toivis Rav Chiyah v'bonav. Why? Why do I have such a kaporis atoiv to Rav Chiyah v'bonav? It's a derech kovet that you say when somebody, a father's nifty, you say kaporis mishkovet. That means the Yisurim what come on me should be a kaporis to the person what was nifta. So Rav Shlokish used to say it on Rav Chiyah and his sons. Why? When Torah was forgotten from Yisrael, Ola Ezra mi Bavel, Ezra went up to Bavel, Ezra went up mi Bavel to Yisrael, the Yizda, and he was the Yizda, what?
He
established it. Chazav and Ishtar. Then it was again forgotten. V'ola Hillel HaBavli. Hillel HaBavli went up for Yizda and established it. Chazav and Ishtar was forgotten again. Ola the Chiyav Abonav V'Yizdur. And Chiyav Abonav went up and they were out of it. V'chein Omer the Chiyav Abonav. So finished. So that's where the Shlokish used to say Kaporis the Chiyav Abonav. Now what did they say? V'chein Omer the Chiyav Abonav. V'nach likud abdoisi v'chachomah. This is what we had a machloikis before between Abdois and the Chachomim. If Chaitzolos becomes the Tomim Meis, or it becomes even Tomim Medris, Leinach Likud Abdois Chachomim al Machloikis shal Ushi. And the Machloikis and the Mats from Ushi, Shehein Temeis, everybody holds that they're Tomim Medris, because they're made to lie on. So what's the machloikis? And they don't argue out for Shaltaria on Tveria Shehem Toiris because they don't lay on them. It's not made to Shiva. Alman Nechliku, or what do they argue on? On Al Shar Mekhaimas, on Machtolos, what are made from different areas. Ma Rav Doisi holds, even the Lekid, the Yoks of Alaya, since most people don't sit on it, Tveria Damien, it's made like Tveria. And we said that Tveria is not metame tome medris because it's not made to lay on it. Umasava and the Rabbanan argue and they say the kivin the mikra biyot of a life. Since sometimes people sit on it, kidu ushi darmin. It's similar to ushi, and ushi we said the machzelos were made on ushi a metame af medris because since it's made to lay on. The Gemara just narrows the machloikis between the Doisi and the Chachamim. They're not in all cases that they argue. They only argue from Shamekhanis, but from Tveria and Ushi is no machloikis. Okay, Omar Ma. Now,
what's it with the Rayas? Because it says Shem Tmeis Stam, which means everything.
Yeah, Shem Tmeis means everything.
Like Rashi says, that's Ahmed.
Right.
That's the Bechein Omer. That's what we said before. That's the Keshet.
No, but the Nachshon of Doisim Chacham Machloikis. The Bechein of Rabbanav saying that this was we had before the Machloikis between Doisim and the Chachamim is only talking about certain places. But from Ushi and Tveri, there's no Machloikis. That's all.
Yeah, well, we said for Shmuel Rabbi Yosi says Tachan Zubat Zub Tachan, but Bechein
Oyer. We're going to get back to that. We're not done. You go ahead of the Gemara even. Omama, we learned before as follows. Kol achalotzois chatzolos mitamim tmei meis. Divide Abdoisi. Frag the Gemara. How could you say that Abdoisi holds that all the chatzolos are mitamim tmei meis? Right? But Tanya, we learned in the Braith of a chain hom hoye Abdoisi oime kidvorov. Abdoisi said kidvorov. What was kidvorov? Kidvorov was. Says the Yosi says like this. The Bishmol, remember we had over there machloikis between konim shel konim shel chilis. We said gedula braided is not makabel tot misachin bo aruga ein misachin bo. And the Bishmol, but the Yosi said in the name of his father that achazu ba achazu. It doesn't make a difference if the machzelus was woven or braided misachin bo. And we said Reb Doisi says Kedvarov, right? Reb Doisi says like Reb Shmuel Bar Yosi that shall konim shall filters sai gedula and sai aruda yilada be mesachas. So the Gemara is asking a question now. So how could we say over here that kol hachatzolus all hachatzolus metamis meyameis? But Tanya v'chein hoya Reb Yosi only Kedvarov. Reb Yosi says like the words Reb Shmuel Bar Yosi that yilada be mesachas from hachatzolus. And here we're saying kol hachatzolus metamim. And before we said Reb Doisi says that shall we just got through saying before that Reb Doisi says that shall konim shall filters no matter how they are if it's braided or woven you'll have to use it for schat so it's a kasha. And here we're saying he says all hachatzolus are no good. And there we say there's two kinds of hachatzolus you could do. And for the gemara like kasha that's not shver. The Islay, this is what the Mishnah says, Kol HaChatzolos Metamen Tmei Meis, the Islay Gedamti. It has a rim around it. So Mela, it could be used, it's a kli, it could be used to put peiris in it. So Mela, it's a kli, and it's Roy Lekabel Tomei Meis. And the Braisa is talking about The left leg gamti. So since it doesn't have a base kibul and it's not a medes l'shiva, so the, according to Reb Doisi, it's kosher for schach, but it's not mekabel tumah. So if it's not made for shiva and it's not it doesn't have a shem kli. And mainly the two Reb Doisis are for emphasis. Avada the Mishnah what says kolach hatzolus betamitz meimed is talking about when it has a rib. It has a base kibul, so you could use it to hold something. And these two, what we said before, that shall konim shall chilus, the doisi holds its mutter, they're talking a flat piece, and maybe since you don't use it for laying, and you don't use and it's and you and that doesn't it can't hold anything, and maybe it's not to not no. Meisver will issue a kasha as follows. Now we're asking a kasha. We're asking a kasha as follows. Meisver chotzoloi shall sham from sham a rush plan the shogami the shosat. What's made out of a mat? What's made out of goat hair? V'shaltfide, and it's made out of hair from a horse. Metametz mei emes. It's metametz mei emes. Not Thomas Madris. Divrei Reb Doisi. These are the words of Reb Doisi. The chachamim oimrim and the chachamim say af mudris. Af mudris. These things, these mats, what are made out of sham, gemi, sa, and shaltfide. The last two are, the Gemara is going to be busy with the last two mainly. Goat hairs and horse hairs is a machloitis between Reb Doisi and the Chacham, that old machloitis. Reb Doisi holds it only in Metame Tome Meis, not Tome Medris, and the Chachamim say that it's even Metame Tome Medris. So the Gemara explains as follows. Bishloime Lamanda Oma. According to the Manda Oma, what says, Chaitzolus, hey, Marzavili. Remember, Marzavli meant it was a leather. Marzavli was a leather bag, right? So Mela therefore will explain as follows: Shal sham b'shal gami, even though it's not nereg yofer and it's therefore, and it has holes. It has holes. Chazi l'kipunta depiri. You could put in big fruit in it. So Mela, it's a kli. Shal sach b'shal sifra. So sack, made out of sack, means made out of hair, goat hair. So safiri, made out of horse hair. It's woven well. Legaluni vitsani, it's made even to hold small pairs, because it's not going to fall through. The whole, since you could weave it well, it's tight. El lamanda oma machtsalus mamish. Machtsalus mamish means a regular mat that has no base tibble. Bishloy mishol sack, vishol sfiri, shol sack, vishol sfiri. Is we can understand chazi leprosi. You could use it as a curtain against the door, and also it's royal nafasoy. You could use it to sift flour. Ella shel sham b'shel gami. But if it's made out of goat hair and horse hair, why is it befitting for that it should be considered a kli and it should be mekabel tuma? You can't use the shel horse hair and this to spread the. As a curtain, so what's it chazi for? And for the Gemara, so how could the Chachamim say then over here? So we're trying to learn pshat over here. How does anybody learn that it's mekabel tumah over here? It's not a kli. If shol sham b'shol gami, it's not roye for anything. And for the Gemara, chazi, even though chazol is according to the Man D'Amar, what learned it's a regular mat, and it doesn't have it's chazi lizan yusuf. You could use it for a broom vat. It's a male that has an ashtamshish, a male that has a shempli, a male that's not shver according to that manda oma. Ikid the amr, the Gemara says the opposite now. It's the same thing what we just said, opposite. Bishloim below manda oma, machtelus, shamam, the machtelus means mamish, mat. So shambergami, for shambergami, bekabotoma, chazil is the loser. You could use it for broom vat. So sack for so speed what?
Rashi says that it covers over a shaker.
Right.
A
barrel.
That's
a brewing vat.
Oh, brewing vat. I didn't hear.
No, brewing vat. Brewing. BREWINGVATS. Bishloima Lamanda Oma Marcellus Mamma Shosham Shogamit Kazil Zanusa. It's good for brewing vat. So sack for so speed Kazil Frisoy. You could use it for cooking. Vanafs, and you can use it to sift kevah. El Laman, the Omer Marzvali, is a is a leather bag. Bishloim shall sack for shall spira mikablim tuma because chazi legloom ebetanis. You could put in small payers. Ella shall sham shall gami. What has holes in it? Lamaya tells you what you could put it. What could you use it for? And the digamara chazi lekatun to the payers. You could put in for big fruit. Big fruit won't fall out from it, even though it has holes. It won't fall out. Tanya Omer Achanina. Achanina says, "Kishiradeti laGoyla, when I went to Chutz La'aretz in order to be ma'abed Shana, Mitzosi Zokin Echad, I found an old man, Va'omeli, and he said to me, Mesachikam Bebudja. You can be Mesachik Bebudja. Budja is a type of a Machzalus. The Kishabosi Eitzel Bishua Achad Hoydel Advan. When I came to the Bishua, my brother, who is Hoydel Advan." My father's brother. Rav Chizda said, "Who the last leg ganfi? This what you allowed to use this matzelas that you use it to schach when it's talking about it doesn't have a rim around it and therefore it's not considered a kli. But if it has a rim around it, it's mekabel tuma and you can't use it to schach." Another last din. Omar Ula said as follows: Hani bedusa. These matzelas, these mats, the bnei mechuzah. If it wouldn't have a rim, but now that it has a rim, you can't use it for schach. Tanya na mehocha, we learned in the Brayis as follows: Mesachachim bebudja, you're allowed to be mesachachim bebudja, then yesh lehem kid, and if it has a rim, ain't mesachachim bam, you can't be mesachachim.
The one thing is, you make them a schach.
If it's a kli, then it doesn't help. If you're making it for schach, then it's not a medrash shiva. Any kli, what has a rim, can't be good, because it's a kli, it's automatic a kli. Since it has a rim, it's automatic a kli. A kli you can't use no matter what you
make it for schach.
Even if you make it for schach, because it's automatically mitabel tuma. It's only something what's not a kli, then it depends if you made to lay on it or not to lay on it. Okay, so why do we hold the halacha l'maaseh? So how did the halacha sukkah? So what's the halacha l'maaseh now with mats? Are you allowed to use a are you allowed to use a mat for schach now? To use a mat for schach, it bring down as follows. What?
Only the shtipa or some other time.
Right. So now, when was the last time somebody made a mat today that they laid on? You know, people laying on mats. Maybe even a beach chair. Which I haven't seen in 100 years already, because the people don't even have gedult. When I went to the country, I understand, but in Florida, they ain't sitting on a beach chair. They're doing a better job. It's the whole. I can't prove it to you. I know they're not on a beach chair. But I can't prove it to you. How have I? They would be on a beach chair. But when I was in the country, they had beach chairs 35, 40 years ago. It could be some of them made out of a little. Mats, you know, a little
basket work.
Today it's all plastic already.
Yeah, the chairs with a woven seat, that's called rush.
So the shayla is as follows. So what's Lamaisa? See, it brings down over here, Lamaisa, that it brings down Besugnesen. Oh, he says it's as follows. It comes out now so good. So machzelos shall kind of bekash v'shif of the gami. Imik tana, if it's small, hanemis omedis v'stam of the shiva. Just read it over the Gemara. Vemisachem b'migadoyla, it's made with stuff. V'chem pasuk la'alocha b'shulchan aruch. V'bim machzelos tana sh'tzorach la'soysa l'sicho. Oh, so now machzelos katana, that it says machzelos katana, if you make it to tzach, then it's automatically good, as long as it doesn't have a rim. So the machloekis is showing them, do you have to make, is it enough if you make it for schach, or you need that the whole city should make it for schach? What if you decide to make a small mat, but the whole city doesn't use it for schach, they use it for shvita. Is it enough that you use it for schach, or you need the whole city?
I know it's
a bubble of that. Right, so it's a machloekis too. Because of it, it says, because there's a chance for the other people. They see you're using it. If most of the people make it for lying, and you're going to make it for tzachas more, the people are going to think it's good for tzachas, and they're going to come to learn out from you. Okay, now, the cause of the shalosh was oz nidru, that was Rabbi Yamin Grub, was just nifter, shebizmanei rebeiret ha-kodesh nishtana inyin, v'royivu anoshim ein mishtamtsum v'machtolosh nishtivu l'shiva, ve'ein atzuyim l'schael l'sichach, v'nkeit ein mekabim tumma, v'nitzach, v'gam b'nei eidit ha-mizra. Okay, then it talks about Miller. Oh, so the Oz Nidru says it changed. So Mel today you should be refused mass. But then the Oz Nidru says as follows. He wants to bring a godel effort but says no. Al pi divrei harajba. The Rajba says as follows. Shemhoya harbin asorim tikum zel zebim mesmorim. You have a bunch of boards, but I knock them with nails. Halikolan asorim, we look at it like one big neser. And a nesa, what's wider than the fourth vacuum, we learned you can't use it. Is that a So he says, we came by machzelos, shemachab mazel is there. These machzelos, these machzelos, shemachab, a lot of them, chatichet eight. So mainly you shouldn't be able to use it because it's a zaytus tikkur. And a chanami, there's no...
In Mara's case, if I ruga gedula is wheat, and that has no zaytus
tikkur. Right, but over here, there's a, if you make it to, with the mass today, a big piece of one big piece of mass, so it could be this exaded picture. So maybe that's the chash what they're busy with today. Is there exaded? What? Yeah, but it's not more than dollars for him, who said. So you had a bunch of different pieces over here that make one big piece that is Gzeira Stikra. The Gemara's case was talking about...
Gedul is more cool about that. We said Gedul is always more cool about that. Gedul, no, big one is always more cool. It's more than Shiva. The bigger it is, the more for Shiva.
Yeah, but it's still not a whole... But still, yeah, no. Gedul just means it's bigger than a person's thing, but it still doesn't cover the whole roof. It's Gedul, but it's Gedul, but it's not big as the whole roof. Today you can have one thing what you roll up, one long piece of mat, but you roll out. The mail then could be you have the Zeta sticker. So that's the Shiloh bit. Because most people don't use mats for Shiva. The only problem is, could be, if it's one long thing, it could be a Zeta sticker. The mail, that could be the problem.
And they do use mats as curtains, like bamboo blinds. But it says here that curtains...
So he's saying that they could use, but I don't know if they use that type exactly, that type, but they use
the
mat.
Yeah,
sometimes you see by those houses, they have those wooden things.
That's why you should
No, no,
the Roman, that's why you can't go to Home Depot or Lowe's and buy a mat.
But so what mats are we talking about?
We're
talking about mates for stuff. Okay, fine. We'll continue on Monday, Meshem Benu Perim. Well, Hashem is helpful. So yesterday we learned one thing, what he said over here was that you should use tzitzis as a reminder to do the mitzvahs. Now he says another thing over here. All the inyoni yitzis mitzrayim, heim l'man yodu. Shakot of harba pomim, lohoyt of das. Bring you das, amun in Hashem. Means every morning, when you put on tefillin, I don't do this, I strike out big on this. But I thought you know that I struck out. When you put on film, what do you put on film for? One of the reasons is definitely Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So every morning, while you're rolling up this film, you're supposed to think of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Now, I don't want to ask anybody in the room when was the last time he did it, because I don't want, I'm in a good mood today, and I don't want to expose yesterday. I'll ask you what you did yesterday. Yesterday when you put on film, I'm not sick of talk. What Yitzhak Mitzrayim? You get so used to it, and even if you read the L'shem Yichud, it's already out of... Yesterday. So he says as follows. He says, really, every mitzvah what we do is there for mitzvah. I never thought of this snake. Every mitzvah. Because the Eibush that took us out of Mitzrayim, he made a servant. And a servant does all the mitzvahs what we're doing, because we're avodah to Hashem. And when did the Eibush do that? When he took us out of Mitzrayim. So loy rak be boyke be ere be shas krishna be khamis kol ha mitzvos hey this holy tears for time all the mitzvos what we do is that holy tears for time shenia shoz niel av da sham then we fulfill the divine will that we became a bond of sham the hine and he brings a pot but a roye she be tria ala mitzvos When somebody tries to talk somebody else into Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says, Umeis, you should kill him. Ki bikish lahadichacha, he wanted to push you away. Ma'ashem alekecha, from the Eibishti, your God, your master. Hamaytziyacha, mi'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avod. The guy wants to... You guys are... I'm sleeping today. You hear the Pasuk says openly, when you want to kill a Mesis, what do you want to kill him for? So you would say you want to kill the Mesis because he's making you worship Avodah Zarah. The Torah says no, because he's trying to push you away from the Eibishter that took you out of Mitzrayim. Mibeis Avodah. Hanishitzir hazeh, she'olav nizne, kol binyin ha-Torah. The whole Torah is standing on ha-Motziachem Eretz Mitzrayim, that he took you out of Mitzrayim. Chayev liyis al kol leiv echad tomid mamish. It's supposed to be on your mind always. So therefore, when you pass by a mezuzah, he says, well, you should think of one of the protim in it, and one of the protim is, okay, that's something else. Okay, so what are we learning today now? That all mitzvahs are done zeh l'zeh. Today, when we're going to daven, we'll be moed to the people if they didn't do it by their minyan. When we put on our tefillin today, we're going to think about, first the kavanah Rabbi Miller used to say, is that you have to thank Hashem that you have two hands. I want to tell something, you know, it's no joke. You have to be so happy with your bodily functions. I have a friend in yeshiva, he's 47 years old. I speak to him every day. Shabbos morning last week, he woke up, his eye didn't work, he had a little stroke, nothing there. He ran him off the doctor to see if there's anything more wrong. He'll never see again on his eye. Mike, 3 years younger than me. A very close friend of mine. I speak to him every single day. You look at him and the eye works regular. I think the Eibush is trying to remind us in the times where the economy is going to get better and better, that we have to be satisfied with your bodily functions. And last night, my wife spoke to Brandy, this girl who, from Muncie.
Paralyzed.
Yeah, the paralyzed girl. She can't do anything. She was on the phone with her 55 minutes. She was complaining that she started to listen to my call, that she can't move anything, but she forgot to thank Hashem that she could speak. What happens if she would have cerebral palsy, whatever that's called, would have taken away her speech. So now she's trying to bang her head in the wall why she didn't thank Hashem that she could speak. Us, though, we could speak, walk, talk, and do everything. We have to be so lucky, and you can take nothing for granted. Maybe she should bench you all with long lives, health, wealth, and that. Mm-hmm.
Ross says when you put on your tefillin, two hands, they stand up.
Right. Rabbi Miller used to say that the first thing you're supposed to thank Hashem before you put on the tefillin is you have another hand to put on, that you can roll it off yourself. Thank you so much for coming, everybody.